we going along? As we go along, we're going to... I don't see you using your map. What did I give you?
Croy. If you like, you can put your bag
here. They're not so beautiful.
That's fine.
All right. Certain things I want to pass around. I'll be talking, and I want you to get used to these pictures. One of them are the different coins. What's the difference between a Jewish coin and a Roman coin? The other one, our goal is to go to Jerusalem. And I don't know if we're going to the Temple Mount or not, but how the temple looked like within the temple. The other one is Jerusalem during the Second Temple period. I'm starting to pass them around, and I want to make sure that you have the time to kind of look at them. They will be passing around quite many times. I know pictures are better than a thousand words. This is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Via Dolorosa. And I think it's good because it gives you the details of the streets we will be going through. Definitely, it's good to see the map that we've been passing around of... we are going to see a synagogue today of Beit Alpha, and we will refer to the different emblems, menorah, shofar, shovel, and the different menorahs. So you can pass it around, just make sure you see it all. The other one that some of you have seen, some of you are going to see, Masada. And by the way, the day we go to Masada, we're going to Jericho too. That will be, it's going to be a great day. It's Dead Sea, Masada, Qumran, Jericho. Here is the ramp to Masada and how Masada was. the other one that we've been talking about, the seven species, it's the fig tree, pomegranate, date, fruit of the vine, olives, barley, and wheat. The 12 tribes that Joseph became two tribes, so 13.
About halfway down this hill.
Jerusalem today, the different quarters. We keep talking about the difference between the fruit of the vine and how you do wine and how you do the olive oil. So there, we see the difference. If you look at this, the one to the left is First Temple, the one to the right is the one to the right is from the Byzantine period, and the crushing of the olives always done the same. If a donkey is involved, then sorry, you cannot use it for a religious purpose. That's one. And the other one that I don't want to carry as we go along to Beit She'an, but this is something that we have to go over and over again, the Jezreel Valley, the Valley of Harmageddon. You see here, we're going to start going down from Sea of Galilee to Beit She'an, Beit Alpha, Megiddo, Caesarea, and then we go along the Plain of Sharon to the Road of Emmaus, the Valley of Ajalon, to Jerusalem. So this is the plan for today. Well, we must say that God really took care of us. We had two very, very clear days that we could see Mount Hermon so clear and even beyond. Oh. first place, as we said, is Beit'an. We're going to see a model, then we walk through the excavation. Part of walking through the excavation is kind of difficult. So you decide how far you want to go. And I think I'll give you some of you some time for anyone who wants to go to the Acropolis, the upper city. And the reason is right up there is the city that Saul and his sons were hanging on the wall of the city, and the view from there of the old excavation of Beit'an. Ami Boker Tov. Of the Zionist movement. You just have to go through the cemetery here and see it. Here to the left hand side we see what I refer to, Beit Yerach, the House of the Moon, which I told you one of the oldest bronze, early bronze period, which had also pottery, beginning of pottery. We're going to cross the River Jordan right now. And we were here yesterday. That's where we closed the day yesterday. That's where it comes out, right? There, from here, the baptismal site where we were. Very quiet now. The first kibbutz, 1910, Ganya, right?
Ganya, that's the name. Quartz is like a little town. It's not
this is
retro.
The outlet. That's
like
where the door comes out. And you can see how it comes out. You see this? Right there. Sad, but that's the way it is. We know that the south end of the Golan Heights is right in front of you. And actually, if you go from north to south, you will see the Golan Heights, then the Yarmouk River divide between Golan Heights, Bashan in the Old Testament, to the mountains of Gilead, known also as Perea or Decapolis during the Roman time. Then there's another river which is called the Yabok, dividing between the mountains of Gilead to the Bo Mountains. Then it goes south and it divided by Arnon between the Bo Mountains and the mountains of Edom. So these are the chain of mountains from north to south beyond the Syrian-African rift, beyond the River Jordan, within the country of Jordan. There you see so clear the dividing point between the Golan Heights and the mountains of Gilead.
One stops and the other starts. Good, I got up. Well, I decided I wanted to.
We all know that the River Jordan goes down here, right?
Yes.
We all know that the River Jordan goes down here, but we are on the west bank of the River Jordan, but this area is not called the West Bank. The West Bank is only the area on the west side of the River Jordan, which was part of Jordan till 1967, conquered by Israel in the Six-Day War. The name West Bank was given to this area by Jordan, not by Israel, because Jordan was supposed to be from 1947 on the other side. And the name to this kingdom was given by the British, and it was called Transjordan. Transjordan. But what happened is that Jordan annexed the West Bank, and they called it the West Bank. And by the way, when you look at the bananas, that's when they come to full size, they cover them with paper cover. So they won't get overripe, and then they will not get bruises as they do. Israel export a lot of bananas, and we do the banana chips. Now that we know, all know that bananas are good for us.
So, I'll have to figure out, babe, when ours starts bearing fruit, by God's grace, whether to put a bag on it. I bet it keeps insects off, it keeps predators off, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a squirrel would just love a banana, you know? Let alone a raccoon. Motorola. Motorola's got something going on.
When we were close to our hotel, we saw a water canal with pipes that take the recycled water away from River Jordan to keep it clear. Israel, as a gesture for peace, give right after the baptismal site, not even 1 mile, all the water is diverted to Jordan and they use it for irrigation. But the River Jordan used to be here, and we'll see, there's very little water on the River Jordan now. But in 1947, and I should say from 1925 to 1947, there was a hydroelectric power plant that was built by a Jew called Rutenberg, and that gave electricity to the whole Middle East. And what happened is, because of the independence war, that little island that bring the two rivers, you remember the Yarmouk from Jordan, the Jordan River here, made a little island with a tell. And now you know what a tell is. This is the canal. A tell is the artificial mound, right? Which is made by layers of civilization. But if you look at that tell, you see Jordanian flag. And that's why, the moment they signed the peace between Israel and Jordan, this area was given back to Jordan because it was not part of the international line of Israel. That's what we say if we do withdraw for Golan Heights, it should be to the international line, not to what Syria conquered. So this area was called the Island of Peace because that was the first gesture of peace. By the way, there's a lot of it along the Arava Valley on the way to the Red Sea. And look down now to the left-hand side. You will see the River Jordan. And there, storks. You see the storks there on the dead tree there? Back to the left? Yes. And here to the left, there's the River Jordan. That's what is left from the River Jordan. Then you see a fence. That is the border. You're looking down at the border. We call that Island of Peace, and a lot of people used to go there, but the Jordanian soldiers started shooting, and 8 girls were killed. I was here with a group when that happened. That day, King Hussein himself came to visit this family and showing condolences, and then what happened was we decided to make a park for the named after those girls. But the day of the dedication of the park, King Hussein died, so they named it after him. Look down to the left and you see the concrete wall of the hydroelectric power plant right there. So the mountains on the other side are the mountains of Gilead. Look, there's more here. Look, 2, 3. Right? And this is the time of the migration of birds, so that's why you see it. You're looking at the country of Jordan, and I think you can see this is a very peaceful border because you see that the land is cultivated all the way down to the river. And thanks to 2 water canals, one comes from the Yarmouk River and one from the River Jordan, Jordan has water for irrigation. Don't forget, we are in the east slope of the mountain and the kind of a wilderness. The mountains themselves get a little more rain. If you take the skyline from north to south, this was called the King's Highway. I repeat, the King's Highway. And Jesus many times came to Jerusalem, especially on his last journey, on that way. And then remember, he crossed to Jericho, and they came to him to Jericho and say to him, your Lazarus is very sick, please come quick, can you do something about it? And he delays himself and so on. So there it is. So this is called Jordan Valley. We still see the hills of Naphtali. And if you look straight ahead, see it's very clear, there's a fortress up on top. And that fortress is very similar, we'll see it to the right in a moment, or in a few minutes. And this fortress is in line with all Crusaders' fortresses, like the one that we saw yesterday, the day before yesterday, above Banias. You remember? That Khalid Mahmud that I pointed out on the Golan Heights. And the one on the Golan Heights was the largest one. Here to the right is one of the smallest ones, called Kohat HaYarden, the Star of the River Jordan. Never ever conquered by the Arabs, Muslims. But this was the place where they sent soldiers to fight in the Horn of Hittin. After 3 years of being on siege, they were escorted by Saladin to a city which is called Akko, right on the Mediterranean. Then they left the city of Akko onto Rhode Island. So if you go to Rhode Island and you see the Crusader city, you know that many of them are the ones who left the Holy Land, Terra Santa, and up there. So as you drive ahead, you look to the right hand side. In a moment, to the right, you see those antennas? Between the antennas, the electric wire and the antenna, you will see the fortress in a short while. Called also Belvoir, there it is. You can see the beginning of the Eastern Gate. Moat, very similar to the wall around Caesarea, which we're going to see later on. The Eastern Gate, the loopholes, the whole wall. In a while, we will see even more looking back. Belvoir, beautiful view, or the star of the River Jordan. You can see from there Mount Hermon. You know, it's so different when I always say to people, goes to Mount Hermon, and people don't go there. So it's very hard to me to give them kind of measure of distances and so on. I know you were there, so it's great. Side, and you see all these beautiful greenhouses. They cover, you have all kind of the agriculture in Israel is very good, very well advanced. The only thing is that labor and space and water is so rare expensive that we have to specialize on things that do not take a lot of space and water. And you see these greenhouses. Before, we used to do a lot of citrus trees and so on. The goal of agriculture in Israel today is to sell the know-how and not the product. Not only that, working genetically with the fruit and vegetables. We have two universities that specialize, and every region has its own research center. And they are the one that give the advice to the farmers within the region, all under the Ministry of Agriculture. Not only that, we send a lot of information out of Israel to develop countries, especially countries that have problems with water, and also people that, or countries that have, like, along the desert, Africa, Far East even. I did a project even in the Philippines.
Making money back there.
are going to Beit An. Beit is house. An God, which is a Phoenician God. Do we have anybody that is going to read in for Beit An? Is it possible to do it on the bus? Please, yes, please. If he can come to, he or she can come to the front and use this chair in front. No problem. If we can practice this today, that would be great. Today there's a new bridge that crosses over the River Jordan, very close to Beit An, and that is crossing point to Jordan. A lot of Israelis love to go to Jordan. Okay. And going to read, and that's why you see the sign Jordan here.
I'm reading from Judges chapter 31.
Oh,
now the Philistines fought against Israel. The Israelites fled before them, and many fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines pressed hard after Saul and his sons, and they killed his sons Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting grew fierce around Saul, and when the archers overtook him, they wounded him critically. Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and run me through and abuse me." But his armor-bearer was terrified and would not do it, so Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When the armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul and his three sons and his armor-bearer and all his men died together that same day. When the Israelites along the valley and those across the Jordan saw that the Israelite army had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, they abandoned their towns and fled, and the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head and stripped off his armor, and they sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among their people. They put his armor in the temple of the Ashtoreth and fastened his body to the wall of Beth-shan. When the people of Jabesh-Gilead heard of what the Philistines had done to Saul, all their valiant men journeyed through the night to Beth-shan. They took down the bodies of Saul and his sons from the wall of Beth-shan and went to Jabesh, where they burned them. Then they took their bones and buried them under a tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and they fasted 7 days.
So here, a lot of battles were fought. Down here to the right-hand side is the water from Ein Harod comes down here. And if you follow this, we're going to do it. This is the place where Gideon tested the 300 men whom he took to fight against the Midianites. And the Midianites were on the other side, they were on the mountains of Gilead. So here you see the whole battlefield. Right here, and the whole area we're driving by now is Beit An. Maybe 10% of it was excavated. What happened is, because they were so close to the border, many people left this area. The very few that stayed worked in the kibbutz, and there was some economy crisis, and they were released from the job, and they didn't know what to do with them. So they said, you know what? There's a theater here. Why don't we excavate? And you will see what was revealed here. Bet-She'an was not mentioned so many times in the Bible, but it was referred to by historians as a crossing point of two major valleys. From west to east, the Valley of Jezreel, the Valley of Armageddon. From north to south, the Jordan Valley. And there to the right, do you see the hill to the right? It doesn't look so high, but it is. And this is the Tell. And you see the mud brick wall there? That is the wall from the time of King Saul. I excavated there in 1991. I remember the date because it was during the Gulf War. There were no tourists, so that's what I did. And 2 weeks later, my youngest son was born. During the war. Everything is kind of quiet because it's Shabbat. And you find in Bet-She'an people that not that they are religious, but they do preserve the Sabbath day. You will see today the difference between a theater and amphitheater. The first thing you're going to see is amphitheater, amphi double. Two theaters attached like a semicircle, not like a whole circle. And this is where the people had to fight against animals. And you have one like that that is named after a person called Colosseum in Rome. So a whole one, like you see here to the right, is amphitheater. You notice that the seats are higher because of the animals. You see the cages. And it had about, let's say, five more. It had more rows of seats. I would say it would reach up to where we are right now. Which means this is part of the city of those days. We continue now. A lot of churches, synagogues were found here from the Second Temple period. And all what you see in Bet-She'an ended August 7, 49 AD, destroyed by an earthquake.
Check this out, babe. I got lucky there and got blessed to get a really good picture.
Oh, that's beautiful.
See how the seats are so high up because
yeah.
They had animals?
Yeah.
I guess that's an animal cage there.
Yeah. That's really good.
So this was an amphitheater, and if they built the whole thing, it was a
major, major sites to visit. Actually, we're going also to a synagogue, but Bet-She'an, Megiddo, and Caesarea. Look at the upper city known Acropolis during the Greek, and here you definitely say this was used Greek to Roman, Greco-Romano city. But even though Caesarea was Roman,
I've heard Bet-She'an
the
is
culture,
the
architecture is called Greco-Roman. Let's go and see Bet-She'an.
Because of stuff like what we just saw, that it's so well preserved. All right, babe. I'll take pictures. Of course.
Yeah, excellent.